This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A lawyer for Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, son of Libya's late dictator, said armed men had prevented him from lodging an appeal on Thursday against his client's disqualification from next month's presidential election, adding to fears of turmoil around the vote. Disputes around issues, including the eligibility of candidates, are threatening to derail the election set for December 24th, and with it a UN-backed peace process aimed at ending a decade of chaos since Muammar Gaddafi was toppled. Late on Wednesday, the Elections Commission disqualified Saif al-Islam and 24 others out of a field of 98 presidential hopefuls subject to appeals. Libya's judiciary will have the final say on the list of candidates, according to the commission and the UN. A large French military convoy heading for a French base in violence-scarred central Mali remained blocked in Burkina Faso on Thursday after being hampered by protest. It first has to transit through Burkina Faso, which lies to the south, and then through Niger to the east. After entering Burkina's territory from Ivory Coast last week, the convoy was slowed by protesters. France has deployed more than 5,000 troops in the Sahel, backed by planes and drones to shore up Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso against jihadists who launched a bloody insurgency more than 9 years ago. But false rumors proliferating on social media, which were also recounted by several protesters, claimed the convoy was in fact carrying weapons for the jihadists. Anger at the security crisis has spilled over into the political arena, where thousands have demonstrated against President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore. This is VOA News. France said on Thursday it will increase surveillance of its northern shores, but migrants huddling in makeshift camps said neither that nor a tragic drowning the day before would stop them from trying to cross the channel to Britain. 17 men, 7 women, and 3 teenagers died on Wednesday when their small boat deflated in the channel, one of many such risky journeys attempted in rickety, overloaded boats by people fleeing poverty and war in Afghanistan, Iraq, and beyond. The deaths have deepened tensions between Britain and France, already at odds over Brexit, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying France was at fault, and France's Interior Minister accusing Britain of, quote, bad immigration management. Wednesday's incident was the worst of its kind on record in the waterway separating Britain and France, one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. The European Union's drug regulator approved the use of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11 on Thursday, paving the way for them to be given a first shot as the EU struggles with a surge in cases. The EU joins a growing number of countries, including the United States, Canada, Israel, China, and Saudi Arabia, which have cleared vaccines for children in the 5 to 11-year age group and younger. But the World Health Organization said on Wednesday, as children and adolescents are at a lower risk of severe COVID-19, countries should prioritize adults and sharing doses with the COVAX program aimed at supplying the world's poorest countries, which have struggled to get vaccines. The head of Africa's disease control body said on Thursday, many African nations are struggling with the logistics of accelerating their COVID-19 inoculation campaigns as deliveries of vaccines to the continent finally pick up. Only 6.6% of Africa's population of 1.2 billion is fully vaccinated, according to the head of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says that means Africa is far from reaching the African Union's aim of fully vaccinating 70% of people by the end of 2022. Quote, what we are seeing now is a lot more vaccines coming in, and the uptake is challenged because of the logistics and delivery, he said. Quote, it's not necessarily about hesitancy. It's about moving vaccines from the airport to the arms of people. It's about logistics. Africa's slow absorption of the vaccines is also affecting the health sector, where only 1 in 4 workers has been fully vaccinated, according to the World Health Organization's Africa office. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.